Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about human enhancement. It's a fascinating look at how some people are trying to hack their biology to live longer and better.
Hacking their biology? Seriously? It sounds like something out of a science fiction movie. Tell me more.
Well, the article highlights people like Brian Johnson, who takes hundreds of pills a day and obsessively tracks his biomarkers, all in the pursuit of, well, immortality.
Immortality? That's a bit much, isn't it? Is this really about living forever, or just living longer?
The article explores this growing movement of human enhancement, where people are trying everything from drugs to brain implants to upgrade their physical and mental capabilities. It mentions figures like Peter Thiel and Elon Musk being involved in these endeavors, too.
Those are some pretty big names. But this whole idea of human enhancement, it feels kind of ethically ambiguous, doesn't it? Like, who gets access to these enhancements? And what are the potential downsides?
The article addresses that, pointing out the potential for this to exacerbate inequality, with the wealthy having access to enhancements that others can't afford. They suggest governments need to start thinking about regulations now, before these technologies become more widespread. It actually mentions Prospera, a lightly regulated place in Honduras where people are already experimenting with gene insertion for muscle growth and, telomere lengthening.
Gene insertion? Wow, that's taking things to a whole new level. But what about the more mundane enhancements? Like the article mentions metformin, a drug for diabetes, being used for anti-aging. Is that really a thing?
Apparently so. It's not proven in humans yet, but some people are taking it anyway. The article also discusses other drugs, like Ritalin and testosterone, being used as nootropics, supposedly boosting cognitive function.
I'm a bit skeptical about all of this. It seems like there's a lot of hype, a lot of potential for snake oil salesmen to take advantage of people. How do we separate the legitimate science from the quackery?
That's a key point the article raises. It calls for more rigorous scientific trials and a rethinking of medical regulations to account for enhancements, not just treatments for diseases. You know, right now, aging isn't classified as a disease, making it harder to run trials on anti-aging interventions.
I see. Interesting. Got it. So are we on the verge of a world where the rich become superhuman, leaving the rest of us behind? That's kind of dystopian, no?
The article acknowledges that possibility, but also points out the potential benefits, such as if a drug could slow aging and significantly increase lifespan. One study suggests that a one-year increase in life expectancy in America would have enormous economic benefits.
Trillions of dollars, according to the article. It's mind-boggling. This whole area is clearly ripe for discussion, and frankly, a bit unsettling. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. It's important to have these conversations now, as these technologies are rapidly developing. Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you found this discussion enlightening. Until next time.
Goodbye.